In this bulletin, protesters in Hong Kong vow to defy a new law banning face masks. New Zealand begins national commemorations marking 250 years since the arrival of Captain Cook. And in the NRL, the Raiders and Sydney Roosters prepare for this weekend's season decider. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Protesters have reacted angrily to the decision by Hong Kong's leader to ban demonstrators from wearing face masks. Carrie Lam invoked colonial-era emergency powers to bypass the legislature to make the order. The move was aimed at quelling months of unrest but has instead sparked widespread rallies. Activist Gordon Poon has described the mask ban as stupid and says Hong Kong has changed.
We are fighting for freedom and survival, OK? And the world should know, if Hong Kong falls, the whole world falls, OK? Because the Chinese Communist Party is the existential risk of humanity, period.
But Carrie Lam says this type of legislation has already been introduced in other parts of the world.
I would like to emphasise that the decision to invoke the Emergency Regulations Ordinance is a difficult but also a necessary one for public interest.
New Zealand is marking 250 years of Maori and European engagement following the arrival of Captain James Cook. The arrival of a flotilla, half Pacific ships and half European, kicks off 3 months of events in recognition of the landing, badged as Tuia 250, Tuia being a Maori word meaning to weave or bind. Some Maori leaders have called for some or all of the Tuia 250 events to be boycotted, saying they want the focus on what they describe as the atrocities that Captain Cook committed, including a mock trial. Former Prime Minister Dame Jenny Shipley, a Tuia 250 ambassador, told TVNZ, the occasion is a time for reflection.
Tuia means united and bound together, not the same, but committed to working with each other. And it's not a right or wrong argument here. It's a let's listen to the critics. They've got something to say. But let's also listen to people who want to move forward because they've also got something to say. And that's what Tuia is about.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has criticised remarks by Scott Morrison about Australia needing to avoid reacting to what he called negative globalism. The Prime Minister used a speech to the Lowy Institute on Thursday to argue that Australia's international engagement will be driven by national interest rather than what he said were unaccountable global institutions. The remarks in the Prime Minister's speech are being interpreted as a thinly veiled swipe at the United Nations and closely resemble comments the US President made in New York last week. Labor's Anthony Albanese says any suggestion that Australia has been forced into global deals is simply wrong.
It's absurd to suggest that somehow voluntary agreements that Australia signs up to are imposed by bureaucracies or international organisations such as the United Nations.
The number of Ebola survivors from the ongoing outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has exceeded 1,000. The outbreak began in August 2018 and is the largest and longest running that the country has experienced, with more than 3,000 cases and 2,137 deaths. Stéphane Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary-General, says Ebola survivors and new treatments have played a key role.
New treatments have improved survival rates of people infected with Ebola. According to a recent study, over 90% of people who receive treatment early enough during their illness can be saved. Vaccination has also protected over 225,000 people.
And to sport in the NRL, Canberra will be looking to break a 25-year premiership drought when it takes on the Sydney Roosters in Sunday's grand final. The Raiders last made the decider in 1994 when the Malmeninga-led team thrashed the Canterbury Bulldogs. Reigning premiers, the Roosters will go into the game as favourites amid much speculation over whether hooker Jack Friend will return to the side after injury. Former Queensland champion Jonathan Thurston says while his heart is with the Raiders, the Roosters may prove to have too much class.
I know that the Raiders are coming in as the underdogs, so they've got nothing to lose. They don't have much grand final experience, but in saying that, they've got a chance to create history. It'll be the first Raiders team in 25 years. I think the Roosters will be too good, but I'd love the storyline of the Raiders.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, possible morning shower 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy 34. Melbourne, sunny periods 21. Hobart mostly sunny 17, Canberra an early shower or 2 20, Sydney morning showers 20, Brisbane mostly sunny 29, Cairns partly cloudy 30, and Darwin sunny 34. I'm Biwa Kwan and this is SBS News.